you had a number of those hard maple trees growing together, what would you call them? What would you call that? Say there's a...
I've got orchards on my mind now. Maplewood Bob, and my probably call it a maple orchard.
Okay, that's right. Now, this, there's a shade tree you didn't mention, but it's a very tall shade tree. Not a poplar, but it's a big shade tree that has kind of gray bark with white, long white limbs, and it grows kind of balls on it. That it's a very tall tree. Very great big, big shade tree.
Yes, the shade tree.
See it out in the pasture usually. There might be one out there, a great big one.
Sycamore.
Yeah. And then George Washington chopped down
a cherry tree.
All right. And this is a kind of bush that gets about 10 or 15 feet high, and you see them up on hills in the country, and they just get bright red in the fall. And it's they have kind of red berries on them. You don't eat them.
Shumash.
Yeah. And this is a kind of a vine that that you get or a little plant that you get a rash from.
A little small plant.
Mm-hmm. Gives some people are allergic to it. Some people. Some of them have three leaves and some of them have five leaves.
Poison ivy is the thing I think of. But
I think your wife said, you say poison vine.
Poison oak.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call it poison vine? Or?
I call it poison vine most of it. I have it called.
That's the main word.
Ivy that's used.
Now you mentioned blackberries before. What are some other kinds of berries that people pick?
You mean wild berries?
Yeah.
Oh, raspberries. That's a wild raspberry. Huckleberry. The blueberries,
the kind of berry that you you make shortcake with.
Oh, strawberry.
Yeah. And if you're out picking berries with some children, you might say, "Now you better be careful, because some of these berries are
poison."
And a kind of a tree that has several. It might have only one trunk at the very bottom, but it has several branches coming out very low to the ground, and they have big green flat leaves, and the one kind grows a long thing that looks like a in fact they sometimes call it this. It kind of looks like a great big pickle.
Cucumber.
Yeah. Now does that have flowers on it?
Yes. I call it does have flowers on it.
All right. Now is that the same thing as a magnolia?
I don't think so.
Are there any other things kind of like a magnolia, only somewhat smaller, that you can think of, bushes or trees?
Not that I can think of right now.
I was wondering, does any laurel grow around here, or rhododendron?
Yes, over in the mountains, not right around, not close to the shear. Not right around the shear. You can go across from Anchor and go over in Greene County.
Uh-huh.
I've done some fishing over in Greene County, trout fishing.
Uh-huh. And what did you see over there? You're talking about these trees. Which kind did you see?
I seen the laurel.
And how about the rhododendron? Is that?
I can't.
That's okay. See, these things are confusing because the reason we ask about them is because to some people they're very similar, and people have very similar ones by different names.
Makes it well, they're not familiar. So familiar to me, we're not right around here, but see them all somewhere.
Sure. Okay. And now she is your
wife,
and you are her
husband.
Now, did she ever call you anything else other than your name? You might say.
No. You mean bad names?
No, not bad names. No, I didn't mean bad names. No. I just mean that she might say I must ask my husband, or she might say I must ask anything else she might say there, or that you might say other than I must.